Something very important in Rav Onyenu, when we spoke about the Guardian of Mahir Laman Shmecha, that in Sefer Yeshua, in the 7th chapter, we know that after Yericho, the Bnei Yisrael have a military setback in the city of Ai. They don't win. They lose people. And Yeshua says, Matas Elishimcha Gadol, what are you going to do for your great name? It's a very important idea that when Klal Yisrael are in pain, even individuals, that causes a Chilul Hashem amongst the nations of the world. By extension, that which we are in Galus is a Chilul Hashem. Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Lamed Vav, V'afitz etzchem b'goyim, I'll scatter you amongst the goyim, V'yavo al ha-goyim shel b'ho shem v'yichal ha-shem kachi. They'll desecrate my holy name. And they'll say, Am Hashem Eidem, they'll say, this is Hashem's nation, they get kicked out of their land. Even though it was Hashem that sent us into Galus, since it was as a result of our actions, the people will say, well, this is the nation of God and they've left the land. That's a Chilul Hashem. That's why Chilul Hashem Kachi. How so? Because the Gemara's definition of Chilul Hashem is where you have someone who is a dignified person, a chashuv person, a respected person, and they do an avira, and they get punished. And everyone says, well, hey, all the mitzvahs that this chap did, what did it help? That's why Chilul Hashem Kachi. So the nations are going to say, this is God's nation. He couldn't save them. He couldn't save them, they shouldn't go into Galus. He couldn't save them, they shouldn't be persecuted. That's Chilul Hashem. That's a lack of Kvod Shamayim. So, going back to what we were saying in the Aras Dvash, Rav Yonatan Eibshitz, when we're yearning for Geula, it's not for ourselves. It's for the most important thing in the world, Kvod Shamayim. Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara lechvodo. Hashem created the world for His glory, not because of His ego, because ultimately that's what life's all about. It's about humanity having an awareness of Hashem. When Klal Yisrael scattered, when we push from pillar to post, when we're denigrated, that's a Chilul Hashem. That's Galin Mehir Laman Shemecha. Or the beginning of Davin, maybe Gal Livnei V'Nehem Laman Shemay B'Yavah. The Geula is necessary for Hashem's name because it looks like the world has no God. That's the irony of the Holocaust. The 6 million Jews being killed al Kiddush Hashem creates a Chilul Hashem. So it's something to think about when we see whether it's a maybe Gal Livnei V'Nehem Laman Shemay or Gal Livnei V'Nehem Laman Shemecha. It becomes an essential component part of it. We should be feeling Hashem's pain when we're in pain. We should realize that this is not what the world was created for. That ultimately, a continued existence in Galus, despite the Kiddush Hashems we create along the way, is really Chilul Hashem.